Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist inviting you back to another session of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue tonight with our second installment of our salute to alto sax man Jackie McLean, fine bebop alto sax player. He broke off and did several LPs and CDs under his own name as a quintet or a quartet. Worked for a while with Miles Davis, cut several albums on the Prestige label with Miles Davis, cut several albums on the Prestige label with Gene Ammons. And so we're going to sample some of his early works. This is from an album called the Jackie McLean Quintet. Along with Jackie on alto sax, we've got Doug Watkins on bass, Donald Byrd there on trumpet, Ron Tocker on drums, Mel Waldron on piano. This is a beautiful swinging thing. The Way You Look Tonight, written by Jerome Kern. Thank you. Jackie McLean's take on Jerome Kern's classic standard, The Way You Look Tonight. Heard some fine trumpet playing there also by Donald Byrd. Well, we can't let too many shows go by without doing at least one track by Count Basie. And this is Count Basie live at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Montreux, Switzerland, 1977. And this is a nice little swinger, a medium blues called I Needs to Be With You. And there's you'll listen to an unusual piano introduction by the Count.
Thank you.
right. That was Count Basie, very, very live at the Montreux Jazz Festival, 1977, Montreux, Switzerland. Nice piano work there by the Count himself. The big band comes in, and the fine muted trumpet solo by Al Gray. Okay, we're going to go back now to our highlight artist of the week, Jackie McLean. And this is from his prestige album, Lights Out. On this particular track, we've got Donald Byrd back on trumpet. He was on the first track we played by Jackie. Elmo Hope is now on piano. Doug Watkins is back on bass. Art Taylor's on drums. This is a nice ballad written by the trumpet man on this track, Donald Byrd, called Lorraine. Thank you. beautiful ballad written by the trumpet player on that track, Donald Byrd, that was from Jackie McLean's album, the Jackie McLean Quintet Lights Out. It included Elmo Hope on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Now, long before the bossa nova craze came along in the 60s with Stan Getz, alto man Bud Schenk and Rolando Almeida did some things in the early 50s that were the Brazilian-style music. Lorindo Almeida was a fine acoustic guitar player who worked with Stan Kenton for a while, as did Bud Schenk. And they had a couple albums they put out, Brazilians, Volumes 1 and 2. This is a thing that was written by the bass player Harry Babison on this track, along with Ray Hart on drums, Noctambulism.
Thank you.
Lorenzo Almeida on acoustic guitar, Bud Shank on alto sax, Harry Babison on bass, and Roy Hart on drums. That was a composition written by the bass man, Harry Babison, Noctambulism. All right, back now to our spotlight artist of the week, and that's alto sax man Jackie McLean, and this is from his Prestige album, 4, 5, and 6, that includes Mel Walden on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and this is Oscar Hammerstein's The Seconds and Jerome Kern's great composition, Why Was I Born? I Born, that was a great composition written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II, done up in a bright and swinging fashion by Jackie McLean from his Prestige LP 456. It's backed up there by Mel Waldron on piano, one of his favorite accompanists. Doug Watkins was back there on bass. Art Taylor was on drums. Well, it's time we do something by the Whispering Tenor Man, Stan Getz. We haven't done anything by Stan in a while. This is from his album, Stan Getz, West Coast Jazz. Along with Stan, we've got Mishawaka's finest, Connie Condoli on trumpet, Lou Levy out of Chicago on piano, Leroy Vinegar out of Indianapolis on bass, and the drummer is the great Shelly Mann. This is East of the Sun. Thank you. Ah, the beautiful tenor sax stylings of Stan Getz doing East of the Sun. You also heard from Connie Condoli there on trumpet, Lou Levy on piano doing solo work. I'm going to return now to our highlight artist of the week, Jackie McLean, great alto sax man, and this is from his album, The Jackie McLean Quintet, introducing Bill Hardman. Bill Hardman was a young up-and-coming trumpet player at this time, and this was his first outing on an LP. And along with Jackie McLean, we've got, of course, Bill Hardman now introducing himself on trumpet, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. And this is a little thing that was put together by the piano player Mel Waldron, and that's Dee's Dilemma. Oh, something written by the piano player on that track, Mel Waldron, called Dee's Dilemma. That was from Jackie McLean's quintet introducing Bill Hardiman. Bill Hardiman was the trumpet player you heard on that track, and that was his maiden voyage into the realm of LPs. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour, and we've got another fine hour of modern mainstream jazz coming up with the after the news at the top of the hour. It's only about a 5-6 minute break, and we'll be back for another hour, so we hope you'll stick around for some more swinging sounds. We're going to close it out from Jackie McLean's album 456, and this is a swinging little album he put together with Doug Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums, Mel Waldron is back here on piano, and this is an old thing that was very, very famous by the Les Brown Big Band, written by Les Brown back in the mid-40s, and as a matter of fact, if my memory serves me right, this was done by Doris Day when she was probably 18 or 19, and she was just a girl singer in the Les Brown Big Band. But this is Jackie McLean's version of Sentimental Journey. Thank you.
Thank you.